From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least seven people, including a newborn baby. Authorities say dozens are feared trapped in a collapsed apartment building, hundreds of others injured. VOA's Bill Ide on the area where the quake hit.
It's known for culture and for history, and there's actually some concern that there are some very old historic temples that may have been destroyed during the quake. But it's also known for high tech and for other industries. Actually, it's one center that Taiwan's leaders are looking to develop in the future. But most of all, it's known for its history.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. 1999, a magnitude 7.7 earthquake killed more than 2,400 people. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo, headed toward Turkey, as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point, and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. The UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a small base in Timbuktu, briefly seized by unknown assailants, no one claiming responsibility. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and ethnic Tuareg militias. UN established its peacekeeping force in Mali in 2013. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says respecting women's human rights and granting them access to reproductive health services are essential in the fight against the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
Scientists are trying to determine if there is a definitive link between an outbreak of Zika virus in Brazil and more than 4,500 suspected cases of microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and brains. Evidence for such a link is strong enough that a number of countries in Latin America are running scared and are making tough demands upon women. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein, notes that some governments are asking women to delay getting pregnant, but are not providing them with a means to control or prevent an unwanted pregnancy. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Cecile Puy, says women and girls face an extremely difficult situation in Zika-affected countries that have restrictive laws governing women's reproductive rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Representatives of the U.S., China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan expected to agree on a plan to facilitate peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. That meeting will be held in Islamabad later today. White House is saying that President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed in a phone call that a planned ballistic missile test by North Korea would be another provocative and destabilizing action. Japan has put its military on alert to prepare to bring down a North Korean rocket should it threaten Japanese territory. South Korea warned of a severe price if Pyongyang proceeds. U.S. economy created fewer jobs than expected in January, but it was enough to bring down the nation's unemployment rate to 4.9%, the lowest level in nearly 8 years. More now from Mill Arcega.
January's job numbers are mixed. On the one hand, the U.S. economy added fewer jobs than expected, but hourly earnings rose. While the job gains were a little disappointing, they still represent 71 straight months of private sector job growth, says President Barack Obama, who could not resist taking a shot at Republican presidential candidates.
The United States of America right now has the strongest, most durable economy in the world. I know that's still inconvenient for Republican stump speeches as their doom and despair tour plays in New Hampshire. I guess you cannot please everybody.
Right now, some economists say other factors, including the domestic impact from plunging oil prices, a global economic slowdown led by China, and weak inflation may be bigger worries than the pace of U.S. hiring. Millar Sega, Washington.
And you can get more on the U.S. economy, plus all the news of the day, at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.